What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
Even in the opera world, they believe that storytelling through song, even if you take away all the sets and what you think of with opera, even if you take all that away, the essence of a song tells a story, and that's what we get at the heart of with cabaret singing, which is often focusing on the Great American Songbook. And so songs from early Broadway, songs from Tin Pan Alley, songs from movie musicals, things like that, that have a story to go with them. And I know Dorothy Doering is a master at that genre, and she is going to be our guest for this upcoming Cabaret Night at the Phipps on February 15th. And I know she's going to be singing one of my favorite songs, What the World Needs Now by Burt Bacharach and Hal David.
Dorothy, that should certainly fit the theme of your evening.
The whole theme is about love, and this theme happens to be on, well, the weekend of Valentine's Day, but it isn't just for couples, it's for the entire family. And so this song is a universal, it's talking about universal love, so it's one of the many featured songs that I have in the show.
You took it out of three-quarter, and
yes.
Why'd you make it common time?
Well, I was just thinking about that being one of my favorite songs. I wanted to do something that was different, and meaning that I just kind of, I guess, slept on it, and somehow it kind of came to me of doing it in 4/4 time rather than 3/4. And I did it on a CD in New Orleans, and my producer thought it was a good idea too. So we put it together and made it a whole different kind of groove than it had originally been.
Well, unexpected grooves are good.
We don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross. Till the end of time. That we have just too little love.
We are speaking with Dorothy Doering about her upcoming cabaret. The theme is love. But till right now, I hadn't thought of Jeepers Creepers as a love song.
One of the first things a person sees if they really fall in love with someone is to look at their eyes. And I thought it was kind of a cute song. I have an arrangement of Jeepers Creepers that includes the verse, and it's been an arrangement that I have done for many, many years. I have it on my very first CD way back from 1999. But I think it's a cute song. I like the arrangement of it, and it's been something that I've kept in my repertoire.
Like many old songs, Jeepers Creepers is composed of a verse right at the beginning, but over time, sometimes these opening verses get forgotten. But you preserved it in Jeepers Creepers.
Well, I did hear it on a recording at one time by a woman called Marlene Verplank, and that was the first time that I heard a verse to that song, and that inspired me thinking, well, it's a cute song, but now with the verse, it's sort of an entertaining a song that's a little different than the other ones that I have in the show.
All right, let's listen to your recorded version of Jeepers Creepers, first the verse and then into that well-known chorus.
I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. And I don't care how the weather vane points. When the weather vane points too gloomy, it's gotta be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine. Oh, oh. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, ghetto, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, ghetto,
graduate, I took a course that involved song lyrics, and some of the students were going, oh, only the groove's important, but the teacher came back with, no, those lyrics are there for a reason. The words are important. I'd like to hear what you have to say about the lyrics to Nice Work, If You Can Get It.
Well, this is for the show again called Glory of Love, and it talks about actually making a vow. Those of you who are married or want to get married, this idea of finding the person, and it sort of says, well, good luck if you can do it, but nice work if you can do it, really what it means. Hey, if that works, hey, what a wonderful thing. Not everyone finds it.
It's just a little different way of putting it, and I think that's what grabs ears.
Well, I hope it will. And speaking of the groove, though, I put it in a Latin feel, but it's also, it's a fun song, but it does have a meaning that if you are really in love with someone and someone asks you to get married and you make that vow, it's a very special and sacred thing.
Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try.
Glory of Love is the name of Dorothy Doring's cabaret night, held Valentine's weekend, Saturday, February 15th, at Phipps Center for the Arts in Hudson. The show is at 7 p.m. For information about the performance, the web address is scvopera.org, as in St. Croix Valley, scvopera.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Nice work if you get